This is DJ Ashe, the DJ percussionist, coming at you live in 3, 2, 1.
Hear me no one go a bed bar. Yeah. Apple vodka me drink till my skull hot. Party no dead like those cards. Yeah. Simmer, me go circle round a one half. Here girl a shout out for your ass. Two up hot, you a bust in a me. Believe me say a last class. Me say party shot like a STD. Girl them a wine for me. Party shot like a STD. Girl them a wine for me.
And Rebecca, woman, take that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jody and Rebecca, woman, take that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? Can I shake that thing, take that thing, take that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna. I'm Rebecca, woman, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk up, percolate anything you want. For call it, oscillate it if I don't take pity. Want to see you get live from the rhythm of my ride.
you and I rocking with the illest squad in the game. The Blend Squad DJs are live and in the mix.
I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. 'Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. This moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that
DJ Ashay. What up, fans? This is DJ Ashay, the DJ Percussionist. I hope you enjoyed your mix, and I want to thank you all for tuning in to the show Mix Movement. But now we're going to get into today's topic, which will be entitled Moving Your Mountains. I'm sure that during your process of development, during your process of on your way to success, not only have you encountered some momentum, but I'm also sure you've encountered your roadblocks. You've encountered certain things that seem to be in the way, where you seem to be stuck at, which needs to get out of the way for you to reach your next level. I understand that during your process of your development, okay, it's not necessarily an easy road because nothing good comes that way. I don't know if you ever heard of the scripture about having faith and moving your mountains, which comes from the book of Matthew 21:21-22, where it reads specifically, "Then Jesus told them, I tell you the truth, if you have faith and do not doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. You can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it." Now, some like to believe in the saying, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains, which is true, which is true. But I'm sure we've all been to our own mountains, our own roadblocks, and yet we see this mountain in the way as we are creating our own momentum. Perhaps you're somewhere during your process where you finally gotten some heat and it's going really solid for you, and it keeps building and building and building, but you want to take it to the next level, whatever it may be. But you know that there's this mountain in the way, and you're looking at it, you're walking left, you're walking right, staring this mountain down, hoping, wishing, and praying for it to move, because you know on the other side of this mountain is your next step of momentum. On the other side of this mountain is the next goal you want to achieve, is the next part of your process. I remember when it comes to me and my testimony, which is still one that's in progress, I remember when I was just a drummer who knew how to make beats, and I was basically getting started on my adventure. I was taking my snare and my tablet with beats that I had made myself on it and with other music that I just like jamming out to. Some was EDM, some was hip hop. And I was taking it from one open mic event to the next. And after every event, I felt great because now I'm creating some heat, I'm creating a name for myself, and it felt really great. And then one day, I had the idea, how great would it be for me to actually work with a DJ? So now, I see there's a mountain in the way for me to take my next step. Because now I wanted to take my drumming, my craft, into clubs. I wanted to take it to festivals, even private events, weddings, and so on and so forth. But I knew in order to do that, I would need to be working with a DJ. So I remember I was going left and right, all up and down this mountain, praying to God Almighty that this mountain would move. Until one day, I end up tripping over a shovel. Not literally speaking, though. Metaphorically. And here's what I mean by that. I remember I was stationed out in Virginia during this time. And I was stationed in my squadron, which was all just shore duty. Therefore, I didn't have to worry about going out to sea. I ended up taking a class that was going to better my beats when it comes to EQing, when it comes to mastering, when it comes to balancing out my levels. But also, there was another class there in this same institute. It was a DJ institution. So I ended up taking this mixing class first because I wanted to take one class at a time. Now, by now, I've been praying for years about this mountain, trying to find a DJ to work with. But every time I ran into one, nobody was serious about it. Nobody wanted to work with me. And now the class that I was currently in at the time was coming to an end. I ended up talking to the instructor there. I asked, hey, how much do you charge for classes? And how often would we be able to train? And then he told me. And then believe it or not, I've already spoken with him before. I gave him the same question that I gave every DJ that I ran into. By any chance, do you work with drummers? And he basically gave me the same answer that all the other DJs have. Sometimes. It depends on the situation. Wasn't really a solid yes or no. But I'm like, okay. And I took it with a grain of salt. And I ended up taking my mixing class. Okay, well now, that's coming to a cease. So I came back. And I asked him, okay, when can we get started? Okay, now, I ended up picking up my shovel. How many of you out there have seen this mountain? Whatever your mountain may be. And you're wishing, you're hoping, you're praying, and you're wanting your mountain to move. And then you trip over a shovel, but you don't pick it up. A lot of people want to say that prayer does not work. And to a sense, they're correct. But I can tell you why. It's because they do not work themselves. Somebody can pray for their mountain to move. For example, somebody can pray to God, I want to lose some weight. I want to get into shape. But yet they don't work out. They don't change their eating habits. They do nothing whatsoever. They don't put any action behind their prayers. See, they can have all the faith they want. Which brings me to my next scripture, which comes from the book of James, chapter 2, 19 through 20, which states here, you say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? What does that mean? Saying that faith without works is dead. Okay, you can have all the faith you want in something. But God is not a genie. You can't just pray for something and then think he's going to snap his fingers and your wish is granted. No, that's not how it works. See, he will definitely play his part and put all the tools around you so you can play yours as well. That same person who's asking to lose weight, to get into shape, and as they're driving down the street, they see a billboard for a limited time only, 50% off of a gym membership at Planet Fitness, for example. But yet they don't pick up that tool. But yet they still looking at this mountain that stands in the way of their momentum, that stands in the way of their next goal, that stands in the way of their next step of development. Okay, now back to me and my testimony. I picked up my shovel and I started taking DJ classes because I figured, okay, since I can't find a DJ to work with, why not be that DJ to work with? Why not become my own DJ? Because now that opens up bags of momentum for me. Because now I also won't have to worry about somebody else's schedule. I won't have to rely on somebody else's attitude toward whatever the gig is going to be or whatever kind of day they are having or anything else in that nature. I basically won't have to worry about somebody else. Instead, I thought, okay, I can run my shows the way I see fit, playing whatever records I see fit, drumming whenever I see fit, and I won't have to worry about any rehearsal dates with someone else, working around someone else's schedule, or anything like that. But I also saw more opportunity in this for myself, for my own process. And sometimes that's what it takes for you to take charge of your own process, of your own path, and make your own progress without relying on someone else. Because sometimes we all heard this saying, if you want something done, you got to do it yourself. And I believe that. Because yes, there are going to be times where you can't rely on someone else, where the ball is in your court and it is in your hands. So for those of you who have faith in your process, I definitely encourage you to put in some work, whatever your process is. Like I said before in the previous episode, maybe I'm talking to a baker, maybe I'm talking to a hairstylist, maybe I'm talking to a writer, maybe I'm talking to a martial artist. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you do. So when I picked up this shovel and I started taking these classes, it went on for a solid 3 months. 3 months these classes went on, and I'm not going to lie, I was certainly not where I am today. When I first even touched a set of DJ decks, just trying to beat match was terrible. But me having musical experience, my instructor told me I was able to pick it up a whole lot quicker than some of his other students due to the fact that I had previous musical experience. Now, for those of you who have seen me know that I do a lot of drumline work. Okay, the way I saw it, okay, the drums are going to have to be locked in the tempo, just like in the drumline. Everybody has to be in sync. If one person is off tempo, it's going to be obvious. I took that same concept and I put it into record blending. Okay, I got to make sure these records are on tempo, are in sync. And I ain't talking about using the sync button either. Now, I'm not going to lie. When it comes to the very first mix I made, because I didn't know what I was doing, I ended up buying my first set of decks. It was a controller. I didn't know much about mixing, but I saw the sync button. I picked two records. I used the sync button and I blended them, made my own mix. But I'm like, okay, you know what? When I actually get out there, I don't want to rely on the sync button. I actually want to do without it. And because of these classes, I learned how to do without it. To this day, I don't even use the sync button. There's no need for it. Because I learned the art of blending. And I've developed myself into that. And it took me 3 months. Now, 3 months has elapsed. Because we started in the month of September. Now, December rolls around. My instructor tells me, hey, we have a recital coming for Christmas. What I want you to do is to be able to mix live for such and such amount of time. And I said, oh, okay, great. Hey, by any chance, can I bring my drums in too? He said, yeah, go ahead. That's part of what you do. This is why you became your own DJ. You want a drum to your mix? Go ahead. Bring them in. So I did. And I'm not going to lie. This recital show up. I was warming up on my drums. I was doing a sound check for my decks. I had my records already sorted out and ready to go. And truth be told, I was trembling in my hands. Yeah, I performed live on many occasions, just on the drums, but never on a set of decks. So I ain't gonna lie, I'm doing sound check, my hands are shaky. But once I got the sound check done, did my warm up on the drums, sat down and started watching the show because there were other students going up before me, which was a blessing for me because now I get to actually enjoy the show, relax, and get focused. But then it became my time to take the stage. So I got up there, and as you know, as the music starts playing, I start playing it. Did a few scratches, did a few cuts, and I started blending. And then I closed the show out with myself drumming to the last record. And by the time I got done and I closed it out, the crowd was hollering. And from that day, that's when I knew my mountain was moved. And I'm gonna lie, I enjoyed it. Which, believe it or not, this video can be found on my Facebook fan page where I did my Christmas recital. That's my very first show as DJ Ashe, the DJ Percussionist. That's when I became my very own DJ. And I've been doing it ever since. And now that that mountain has moved, bags and bags and bags of momentum have been coming my way that I've been able to secure. Because now that I am my own DJ, not only do I continue to have gigs on the drums, but now I also have more bags to secure blending records. I've done club events. I've done private events. I've even done a couple festivals as well. Been to Japan, been to Guam, the Philippines, South Korea, and bag after bag, I was able to secure it due to the fact I move that one mountain. So my question to you is, what bags will you be able to secure on the other side of your mountain? Find out. I encourage you to find out. Pick up your shovel. Pick up your tools. For those of you who believe in the power of prayer and that faith without works is dead, I encourage you to pick up your tools. For those of you who do not believe in the power of prayer, there's still tools around you. You have so much power and potential in yourself to make things happen. Once you find your tools and start digging, start chopping, start bulldozing, or whatever it is to get that mountain out of the way, my money says your next set of bags is right over there on the other side of that mountain. Now, I know many of us have heard the saying, the first step is always the hardest. Okay, it is. But once you take that first step, you can take the next one. And then the next one, and then the next one. I really hope this message has reached the right person, or right set of people. But even if it is just one person, I hope it definitely reached out and has found you. Like I said before, I don't know who I'm talking to, but you do. So I encourage you to keep going in your process. That way, you can win your prize. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to the Show Mix Movement today. Be sure you find me on Instagram at streetbeats with a Z and a low underscore. And you can also find me on Facebook, DJ Ashe, the DJ Percussionist. Be sure to tune in to the rest of the mix because you know I'm not going to leave you empty-handed. And I'll see you next time on the Show Mix Movement. Let's keep the vibes high because it's time to fly.
Na 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 na
DJ Abshay.
DJ Abshay.